17 people are officially competing for the Republican Party nomination for president this year. That is the highest number of candidates in at least 100 years. But only 10 of them will be permitted to participate in the first Republican presidential debate this week. On August 6th, the 10 candidates with the most public support will argue issues and politics in front of a live audience. The event will be broadcast on television as it happens. It will be the first of 11 debates planned through next March. Fox News and Facebook organized the event. They say the debate stage cannot hold all the Republican Party candidates. Fox says the 10 debaters will be announced on Tuesday at 5 p.m. They will be chosen based on an average of the 5 most recent national public opinion studies that Fox News recognizes. The Wall Street Journal newspaper and NBC Television completed one recently that placed billionaire businessman Donald Trump in the lead. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker came next, followed by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, retired surgeon Ben Carson, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz in that order. Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was number 6, followed by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. In 8th place was Florida Senator Marco Rubio. The study showed 3 candidates competing for the 9th and 10th positions. They are New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Political observers say most of the audience will watch the debate to see Donald Trump. The Donald, as some call him, is known for his strong opinions and often controversial statements. Mr. Trump spoke about the debates this Sunday on the ABC News show This Week. "These politicians, I always say they're all talk, no action. They debate all the time. They go out and they debate every night. I don't debate, I build," said Mr. Trump, who made part of his fortune in real estate. Mr. Trump also insults his opponents. He has accused former Texas Governor Rick Perry of wearing glasses to make himself look smarter. And he called Senator Lindsey Graham, another Republican candidate, an idiot. Observers say the other candidates will likely try to ignore Mr. Trump. They will try to communicate their own messages instead. But they will not have many chances. The entire debate is just 2 hours long. Each candidate will be able to speak to their national audience for only about 9 minutes. And what about the candidates who do not have enough support to appear? They have been invited to a shorter 5 p.m. debate before the main event. Senator Graham has called it the happy hour debate. I'm Bob Doty.